teacher pay, tax incentives, road construction, Medicaid. Those were some of the priorities laid out by Governor Pat McCrory last night during his State of the State address. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on the speech and also the reaction to it.
His Excellency, the Governor of the State of North Carolina, the Honorable Pat McCrory.
In North Carolina, the State of the State address is a biennial affair. Last night, Governor Pat McCrory started this speech right where his last State of the State speech began.
You know, it was just 2 years ago, right before I walked in these beautiful gold doors, that my chief of staff, Thomas Stiff, handed me the phone, and it wasn't good news. I just received a phone call informing me that Highway Patrol Trooper Michael Potts was fighting for his life.
During a routine traffic stop, Potts had been shot 4 times and left for dead. Potts survived, and after multiple surgeries and rehabilitation, he returned to duty. And that was the lead-in for what is always the line of the night.
Like Trooper Potts, I'm proud to report that the state of North Carolina has come back even stronger today as I speak right here. North Carolina is strong, and it's going to be stronger. Its people are resilient, and our future is bright.
It was after that applause that McCrory launched into the heart of his Carolina comeback philosophy.
Our unemployment rate, which was the fifth highest in the nation just 2 years ago, has dropped substantially.
Construction cranes are back. Real estate has recovered. Private employers have added nearly 200,000 jobs in the state. All those numbers are statistically true. In January of 2013, North Carolina's unemployment rate was 9.2%. Today, it stands at 5.5%. Real estate prices have climbed, and commercial construction is up from the Great Recession years. But that's not the whole story, says Representative Garland Pierce, chair of the North Carolina Legislative Black Caucus.
Too many of our families are still struggling from paycheck to paycheck, worried about how they raise their children, find good jobs, and make their mortgage.
Pierce says the answer lies with better jobs for the middle class and education. On education, the governor proposed changing the teacher certification process by recognizing a person's experience or expertise. No further details given as to what that entails. McCrory also wants the state to step back from standardized testing.
We want to distinguish which tests improve a student's performance and which tests simply waste the time of both teachers and students.
And on teacher pay, the governor proposed raising base salaries to $35,000 a year, with no mention of how to pay for that increase or any mention of anything for more experienced teachers.
The part that jumped out to me was when the governor said he wants to make North Carolina a teaching destination.
Jeff Jackson is a Democratic senator representing Mecklenburg County.
You're not going to get there when you eliminate the Teaching Fellows program, eliminate incentives for teachers to get master's degrees, eliminate thousands of teacher assistants, and continue to dramatically underpay teachers. That's not creating a destination for teachers. That's creating economic stagnation.
And that's the thing about a speech like the State of the State. It's all about perspective. Take an issue like taxes. Here's Governor McCrory.
North Carolina taxes were among the highest in the Southeast. But working together in these two chambers, we passed historic tax reform that put more money in people's paycheck.
The state's nonpartisan fiscal research division estimates those cuts to income and corporate tax rates will decrease state revenue by several $100 million this year. But sales tax revenues are up. And supporters like Republican Senator Bob Rucho of Mecklenburg County say the tax cuts are the reason the economy is picking up.
You know, we're very happy with that. We're seeing some great results.
But when it comes to an increase in the dollar amount the state can offer businesses to expand in or relocate to North Carolina, McCrory and Rucho's perspectives are very different. Here's the governor.
We will submit for your approvals a series of tools which will help us continue to beat the competition. Beat the competition for jobs coming to North Carolina.
And Rucho's response.
That means something like a teacher salary increase or more money to the courts or taking care of the prisons suffer because of the fact that we're using money to lure businesses to North Carolina.
Rucho also questions the governor's proposal to borrow $1.2 billion to build new roads, rail lines, and other infrastructure programs.
It's awful great to be able to say, yes, it'd be nice to be able to do it, but you also need to be able to afford it.
But perhaps the most controversial McCrory proposal of the night was this.
As we continue to review health care options for the uninsured, we are exploring North Carolina-based options that will help those who can help themselves while also encouraging those who can.
That is a thinly veiled reference to possibly expanding Medicaid, the government-funded insurance program for the poor and disabled. It's a third rail for many North Carolina Republicans, which is perhaps why the governor was quite careful with his choice of words.
If we bring a proposal and come up with a proposal and determine that the proposal is best for North Carolina to cover the uninsured, it must protect North Carolina taxpayers.
And then he comes to health care and it's sort of like, well, maybe not so much.
Senator Jeff Tartt is a Republican from Mecklenburg County. He serves as vice chairman of the Senate Committee on Health Care. And while he believes an overhaul of Medicaid needs to happen, as to expansion?
Well, I guess, and I'm going to be the politician here, it depends how you define it.
An expansion that just increases the number of people that qualify for Medicaid, that's not likely to get far, says Tartt. But
are there options that would allow us to tap the resources of the federal government that fund some of this without obligating the state to further debt and having a broader coverage? There's some ideas out there that could work.
Senator Rucho disagrees.
The issue of Medicaid expansion, I would say to you, would likely be a very difficult task.
Again, it's all about perspective. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.